This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And it's time for Hell to the No.
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
It's like when you're driving your rental car through a foreign country, i.e. Switzerland, and you're like, oh, crap, I got to fill this thing up before I return it. Oh, wait, here's a gas station, $1.63. Damn, that's cheap, man.
Yeah,
right? I keep seeing, so where's the cheapest one? $1.62. I find it, $1.61. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $1.61 per liter.
Yes,
it's not by gallons. I completely forgot I was in the metric system.
Oh my God.
Driving by at 80 kilometers an hour. Everything's in kilometers, everything's in liters. It's all different and weird. So I keep driving around thinking, I'm just going to run this thing bone dry because it's only $1.50 a gallon. $1.60 a gallon. It's cheap here, man. Everything's cheap over here. No.
Riggs.
No.
In the last
liters.
In the last 15 minutes of life, you've gone from someone who I thought was like an upscale, like a fancy guy, to every ignorant American ever.
Oh, yes.
I can't go into the castle. You can't tell me what to do. I'm going to go into the castle anyway. Oh, I'm going to get this cheap ass gas. Oh, wait, it's liters, not gallons.
Yeah.
And you know what? There are probably a million people listening right now who could totally relate and would
100%
be that guy.
Because you're used to seeing it at gallons. I'm totally used to seeing everything price per gallon, man. They don't do gallons. Not in Europe now.
I can't
all
believe that.
In liters.
I cannot believe that.
You got a hell to the no, you can text it to us, 71037, or just call us, 799-1037. What, Gibbons?
I had a major driving hell to the no, much like you did, Riggs, but this is not in a foreign land. This was here where we live and where we know everything, where everything is, right?
Yeah.
I get in my car Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
Going to Wagfest at Mitchell Park, and I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah, Elmer Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But I get in, and I'm listening to the new Post Malone album, which, by the way, is fire. If you have not heard the new Postie, it's really good.
Love me some Post.
So I get in my zone. I turn the music on, turn the GPS on, and I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to rock out.
Yeah.
I get 2 minutes from Mitchell Park, and I look around, and I'm like, wait a second. I'm at Mitchell Park in Milwaukee. I'm supposed to be at Mitchell Park in Brookfield.
Oh, man.
So
that's a good 25 minutes out of the way.
Bro, you know how Riggs and I, how Allie's always late but worth the wait?
Yes.
Riggs and I are almost always early to everything.
Complete opposites, yes, of her.
So I would have been 15 minutes early to Wagfest. Instead, I was 10 minutes late, and I'm getting anxiety the whole time. Like, they're not going to believe that I went to the wrong park. They're not going to think I'm that dumb.
Yeah.
I get to Wagfest, they're like, hey, dummy, heard you went to the wrong park. And I'm like, yeah.
At least you went to like General Mitchell Airport or something. You put that in your GPS. You wind up at the airport. You're on the complete opposite side of town.
I was so embarrassed.
We got a few texts to 71037. When your kid gets to school on time and you find out that their backpack is at school, they never brought their backpack home all weekend.
Oh, they must have got an F on a test or something that they're hiding from mom and dad.
You think so? Someone said they came into the middle of the segment, thought we were talking about getting kicked out of the Mars Cheese Castle in Kenosha. I was like, dang, they're rude workers there. No, this was not at the Mars Cheese Castle. This was at the Chateau de Sion.
Although,
Sion in Switzerland.
I saw some photos of this castle that Riggs was at, and it looks a lot like the Mars Cheese
it
Castle,
does,
but there's no cheese in it, and
no
that's
cheese.
A hell to the knob.
No.
No cheese in the castle.
No cheese, just my wife and her mother and me frantically trying to wrangle them out. If
the biggest cheesy thing there was Riggs.
Yes. Absolutely.
You
that's
know?
It. I woke up this morning to my oil being low on my gas tank.
Dude!
Oh, excuse me, oil. You know what I mean.
With the car issues.
Oil was low this morning, yeah.
You drove your car to O'Hare and then parked your car for
we parked our car at the Westin O'Hare. It was the cheapest way. The cheapest way to do it was like $130 to park it for 12 days.
Damn.
It's cheap, right?
Yeah, but then you get it back and the thing's
leaking. Get home and it says oil change needed. I pull out the dipstick this morning, check it, bone dry. Bone dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I got to get serious for a second.
Yes.
Did you immediately stop at the store and get a quart?
I immediately went. Yeah, I went to Quick Trip because they always have what I need at Quick Trip, obviously. Hashtag ad. And they had some oil. I was able to put a quart in there. I'm going to go and get it topped off later. But yeah. No oil in the car. This means I drove it all the way home from Chicago to here with low or no oil.
I cannot believe the issues you have had, you and your wife, with the cars.
I understand.
It's
terrible. It was like selling my car was my old car dying was the worst thing that could have happened to me. It's terrible.
I feel
I hope
for
it's not
you,
a bigger
man.
Problem than what I think it is.
Well,
always, you can call.
Is, I'm sure we'll find out.
Right? You can call 799-1037 or text us to 71037. We'll take your calls. We'll read your texts next on Kiss FM. What?
Your car issues are just... I can't believe it, dude.
I want my rental car back.
Seriously, you should invest in a bicycle. Just a bicycle.
Maybe. I'm not going to buy a scooter, that's for damn sure. Remember what happened when I did that?
Exactly.
It crapped out on me halfway to work.
No motors.
No motors. I'm sure. Going back to the dark ages. I'm walking, baby. I'm walking.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.